Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
After Gillette librarian wins $700,000 settlement, debate sparks over book restrictions. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The former Campbell County librarian, who sued after her 2023 firing over objections to censorship, reached a $700,000 settlement last week, and the fallout is drawing sharp reaction from lawmakers. Wildfowl reported Terry Leslie, who directed the Campbell County Public Library for nearly 30 years, claimed her dismissal violated her First Amendment rights. She said she opposed efforts by local conservatives to control where LGBTQ-centered books could appear. After settling last week, Leslie told Wildfowl, My hope is that this will be a deterrent, that we can shut down all these censorship efforts in Wyoming and beyond. But not everyone sees it that way. Wyoming Freedom Caucus lawmakers say the settlement is distinct from their legislative efforts. Representative Ann Lucas, an architect of the bill now before the Joint Judiciary Committee, said the agreement does not deter her from pushing forward, calling the case an employment matter, not a directive on library laws. House Appropriations Chair Representative John Bear of Gillette, whose wife, Sage Bear, is a library trustee and was named in Leslie's complaint, was even more critical. He accused Leslie of seeking money over principle, saying the terminated librarian was more concerned about fleecing her prior employment than the supposed altruistic motive of standing up for LGBTQ rights. Bear also defended the settlement as a business move to limit litigation costs and called instead for reform of Wyoming's tort laws, alleging that without changes, the left will always take advantage. The proposed library bill set for committee vote today would penalize public libraries and schools that leave books with sexual content where minors can access them. Leslie and her legal team argue the case demonstrates that censorship carries both constitutional and financial consequences. Wyoming sugar beet farmers face sweet crop, sour prices amid changing diets and global dumping. Wyoming sugar beet farmers are celebrating one of their best harvests in years, but plunging prices are leaving them with a bitter taste. According to Cowboy State Daily, nationwide, sugar beet prices have dropped 33% year over year, and Wyoming growers say that even record yields can't make up the difference. They say production costs from fertilizer to fuel have skyrocketed, while equipment prices are up more than 80% in the past decade. Industry experts say weight loss drugs like Wegovy and Ozempic have cut sugar demand slightly, with consumers buying fewer sweets. But Wyoming Sugar Company CEO Mike Greer believes that's not the main culprit. He blames global sugar dumping when countries like Brazil and India flood markets with subsidized sugar at below market prices for driving U.S. prices down. Adding fuel to the fire, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. recently labeled sugar poison, drawing backlash from Wyoming producers. Greer pushed back, saying natural sugar from beets and fruit isn't the problem. It's artificial sweeteners that deserve the scrutiny. Despite the tough market, Wyoming growers say they're focused on the positives, strong crops, and hope for fairer trade ahead. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.